What's happening, dude?
Nothing. Just sipping on a beer.
It's a nice shiny Sunday afternoon here.
Yeah, it's a. Can we not make reference to the fact that we record this ahead of time?
People know.
Because, Chris, I want them to believe that we're live straight to their hearts every single time.
Hey, I'll do that if you'll maybe not pretend like our listeners are stupid. Well, I think that's a fair trade-off.
I can't lie to them, Chris.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
Uno, dos, 17.
17. Oh my gosh. What states are we legal in?
Alabama.
Yeah? Ow. That's like 14 there, isn't it? Okay. Age of consent by state. Florida says 16/18, but there's a bill pending. I don't know if that's a bill to raise it or lower it. It's Florida, so let's go to let's go with lower it.
Hey, I'm an advocate of whatever puts minors on health insurance.
Wait a minute, so, is age of consent directly linked to?
Hey, if you want to fuck and or marry a 13-year-old and you're going to carry him on your health insurance, good on you.
Have to pay for the braces? I mean, what gives? You're basically bringing a dependent into your house. Mm-hmm. A very conditional dependent. We're legal in New Mexico. That's good.
A very non-related underage dependent.
A very sexy underage dependent.
Yep.
Hey, Chris, I have a question for you. What in the hell is going on in Hawaii and Idaho that their age of consent is 14?
I'm pretty sure that they've figured it out.
Do you think that there are people who make pilgrimages there, like that Seinfeld, how Kramer and Newman were taking cans to Michigan because of the one cent increase in the deposit?
I think that there's probably people who are going for the 14-year-old, gonna make a deposit.
Man, gonna make a deposit at the first bank of Mount. Those damn Ross kids joking about underage sex. So do you figure that with Idaho there's just nothing better to do?
Is Idaho the one with the... No, that's Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Idaho. Maybe they're trying to make up for being such a weird shape.
Hey, Idaho, you're shaped like a walkie-talkie.
Yep,
what gives?
You're definitely not a shape I recognize.
You're shaped like a walkie-talkie, and those mountain ranges, I'm sure they're the Morse code guide on the front. I've got no idea.
Yep. They just don't get it. Lots of vowels in that word, too.
There's
very,
only
very
two,
suspicious of
two
that.
Consonants. Oh, man, that's... Well, there's lots of vowels in Ohio, too.
Yeah, which is why I'm suspicious of it.
Yeah.
Why do you think I live here? To keep an eye on it.
God. Sorry, man. I guess I'm just in a giggly mood. I'll try and keep it together. Oh, man. I need to figure out how to put this up on Ustream so people can listen in live. That'd be fun. Not really. Why would they want to hear this thing unedited?
You should. You should view me sleeping. We could post it on Ice Cream.
What's Ice Cream?
It's a place where everybody just gets on and gives their most crazy, insane scream into the camera.
Oh,
Ice Cream.
I like this.
It's therapeutic. It's funny for watchers. It's entertaining. Ice Cream.
Can I? Oh gosh, you better not be like faking about this because I would love to get in on this action.
It's sort of like people going outside and just like blaring into the distance, or like people who like cover their face with a pillow and just blurt out.
You know, I've always been afraid to do it.
Ice Cream.
I have been afraid to do that. I can't tell you how many times it's like just I've done it in a car.
It's already written. It's written already. You scream, I scream, we all scream on ice cream.
And a quick Google search reveals that this is not a thing.
Nope. Totally made up.
But how great would that be, Chris?
It would be awesome, and I think people would do it.
I think it'd be easy. Like we could make a YouTube channel. That's all it would take. And then we could make it into a Tumblr that would aggregate the content. Oh God, Chris, this is a thing.
If dipshits will like take pictures of their meals 365 days, three times a day, 365 days a year, if they're going to do that, then we could definitely make ice cream.
Yeah, well, you already put up a slogan, but I think part of the mission statement should be something like, you know, we all have something to scream about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You scream, I scream, we all scream on ice cream.
Wow, that sounds cathartic. You know what? I don't think I would pay for the service. I wouldn't be a premium member for unlimited uploads, but I would at least click on a couple of banner ads. What are the banner ads that are going to run on this? Who should we reach out to?
Who would advertise on this?
Nerf.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Nerf bats. Let's sell ice cream band patented Nerf
different,
bats.
Different like family counseling, antidepressants.
Yeah.
Alcohol? Things like that. Yeah. Dr. Phil.
let's do this. Okay. You know what? By the time this goes up, I will have registered ice cream.
Are you serious? This is not a thing.
No. There's an iPod app called Ice Cream. But it's like a little maze game. It's not like Instagram, but for cathartic wailing.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this, Chris? Have you ever just yelled out in your car? Like not in like road rage, but just like in a fit of like, get me off of this crazy merry-go-round, just kind of like banging on the steering wheel, like just because you know nobody can hear you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. It's usually a precursor to trying to cry.
Isn't that that's tough, right?
That's horrible.
It's kind of like when you've had too much to drink and you just try to puke because you know it's going to make it all better, but it doesn't.
Not where I thought you were going with that. It's like when you've had too much to drink and you're trying to cry. Please.
Yeah. Ironically, I was mid sip there. Mm-hmm. Hey, how's that for a life situation? 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and you've already had like you're already like towards the tail end of your beer. Chris, that's the enthusiasm that we bring to the podcasting profession. I don't care what time it is.
I just feel like I need a gavel.
Why? To stop me before I say too much?
No, I just in life.
Yeah.
Feel like I need a gavel.
I think that would lend you an air of authority that I think is sorely lacking from your perspective right now.
Yeah. Plus, it means you're badass at whack-a-mole.
Instead of hitting innocent moles, you're hitting the truth.
Oh my God, he brought his own gavel.
He brought his own gavel. He is hitting the truth, and he won enough tickets to get the neon sign.
He said he wouldn't stop, and he didn't stop. He kept coming.
Do you know what the neon sign says, Chris?
No.
Truth.
God damn moth. How do they live?
I think they eat.
It's been an average of like 17 degrees, and yet somehow there's a moth inside my house.
Yeah? Well, is it 17 degrees inside your house?
Sometimes.
Only when I'm doing my preservation exercises. There's so much pointless life on this earth. What do moths do, Chris? The one purpose that moths serve is to feed bats. What do bats do?
Well, I would argue with you on that.
Okay.
The purpose moths serve is to teach you a lesson not to kill God's creatures.
The point that moths serve is to make butterflies look less shitty.
You know why? Because you kill a moth and it makes a bigger mess than you had before.
Yeah, all the scales
makes all
go
kinds
everywhere.
Of dusty, nasty, gnarly grossness.
Yeah, that's true.
You say, man, I really shouldn't have killed that because it's inconveniencing me now.
The burden has been shifted.
Yep.
Chris, the burden has been shifted. No, I'm just saying, you know, there's some life that we could probably do without on this planet.
Could press them in between two pieces of glass and use them as a coaster or a serving tray.
Ooh, I like the cut of your jib.
Likewise.
Speaking of too much life and inconveniencing man, also speaking of signs of the end of the world, Interstate 5 in Galt, California, was shut down this past Saturday due to a herd of goats that just kept coming and coming. Started about 7:15 p.m. and as of the writing of that article at 8:42 p.m., the goats were still coming, and only one lane of the highway was opened up. At least 30 to 40 goats were killed, and there were literally dozens more goats just wandering around. Chris, I have a question for you. Do you know what else is half goat besides that highway now?
Tom Hanks and Dragnet.
Satan, Chris.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Satan is half goat, half bat.
Unfortunately, I can't pay full attention to you.
Oh, God.
Cracked open a new can of green Play-Doh.
Is that an aphrodisiac? Is it like green M&Ms?
It sure is from my mind.
Yeah.
Just captivates me.
So do you just eat it, or do you make it into little wormy worms?
Right now I'm squeezing it.
Yeah.
Yep, getting it all nice and pliable.
Yeah. Well, you have to exercise it every once in a while, or else it'll dry out.
Using it to dust the table, as it were.
Oh.
It's picking up all kinds of creepy stuff.
Like letters from missing children. I've got no idea.
I don't know. It's grass green, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually kind of surprised that nobody invented a Play-Doh that could be mixed. Because if you try and mix Play-Doh, all it does is create like this stratified marble kind of thing.
This poop brown kind of stuff.
Yeah. I ruined so much Play-Doh that way because, I mean, who wants to play with just one color of Play-Doh? But as it stands, you have to do like a freaking kosher kitchen type thing where you keep them all separated.
Were we allowed to play with Play-Doh?
I remember playing with Play-Doh when I was little. It may have been, I don't know you. I mean, with me, they just didn't care. So they probably let me play with a bunch of different stuff, like the Kinects that I swallowed, but whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You choked.
I didn't choke. I swallowed it and I thought I choked.
Well, then apparently I'm the dumbass who thought you choked.
Yeah. I freaked out.
You wouldn't be such a drama queen. I wouldn't have called 911.
Well, I should have been playing with it in my mouth. Yeah.
Your story was creative, though.
Yeah. No, I wanted to take the heat off because even then I knew to be ashamed because it was really dumb.
He said that the Kinect block crawled across the bed.
No, it rolled off the bed, hit my nose.
No, it jumped. you use personification.
Okay.
In the Kinect block world, in the sense that it just teetered back and forth as though it had legs along the edge of the bed, jumped up and used the headboard as a backboard, if you were, in its triple Lundy launch, end over end, into your mouth and into your throat.
I think that you're embellishing my embellishment.
Hmm?
In reality, I had it in my mouth. I was laying on my back.
I'm taking 7-year-old Cole, instilling the wisdom that you have today, and allowing you to tell the story once again.
Once again, we're digging this up. And then, boom, you know, a couple of hours later, I'm at the hospital and mom's being told to sift through my poop.
I don't think you've been to the hospital.
No, I've never been inside of a hospital. You're right.
Except for that time you took the medicine and it made and get the allergic reaction.
Hey, let's give out my entire medical history.
And your tongue spit.
Yeah, when I lost control of my face.
And over in like a cash register reel.
my tongue just shot into the back of my mouth. Then it shot out like I was like a cartoon wolf looking at a sexy lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's give out my entire medical history here.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out what of your stuff I was going to keep.
Oh, man. At least I wasn't set on fire, Chris.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Remember how last week we talked about that homeless man who was set on fire in a bum fight?
Yeah.
Well,
Bill.
Bill was set on fire. Bill got torched. Well, I have another story about a teenage boy in Denver, Colorado, who was at a party on Valentine's Day. He had several of his bones broken. Eight men surrounded him, covered him with lighter fluid, and then straight lit him on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Someone captured the escapade on her cell phone and tried to upload it to YouTube. Denver, what's wrong? It was a 14-year-old kid. It was a party. Like, and the mugshot lineup, it looks like faces of meth. It's crazy. Kid survived.
Damn it.
Freaked out. Won't say why. And part of me, the back of my head, is saying, you know what? He probably deserved it.
More than likely.
He was probably an impetuous little shit.
What?
I meant to say petulant, but petulant doesn't even wrong. I said impetuant, and I don't think that's an actual word. But do you get what I'm saying with all those I's and M's and P's and T's that I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to form some kind of syllable that says he was a bad kid. He was a bad kid.
You know what happens? I understood none of it. I agree with all of it. I need to come up with something like shorter.
Yeah, no, no,
but says the same thing that I just said. I said that 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
and I need to come up with something. We need to coin a phrase.
We need to coin a phrase, but Chris,
that means that, dude, I don't know what the hell's going on with you, but you couldn't be more spot on.
I don't know if we could capture the essence of that any more succinctly than what you just did. I think it's good because it's a two clause statement. I understood none of it. However, I am fully behind whatever you say.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it.
Do you have a story to tell me, Chris?
About what?
Like any pre-pro at all that you would have done, or am I going to carry you like a baby again?
I don't know. I mean, the biggest thing that I came up with was that fact about the being only 50 websites when Clinton took office.
Yeah.
How fast stuff moves.
Yeah, there are only 50 websites.
How did that happen?
That there were only 50? Because as far as I know, there's always been an internet.
Like, what an exclusive club you were in.
Like, there was McDonald's.
Now any jackal, you or me, can just make a website and Chris, be on there.
Of the trillions of websites that are out there, I account for at least 5 of them.
What kind of fraternity those 50 people who owned a website before, they must feel like somebody at like some sort of exclusive country club that's like, who let them in?
But what were those websites? Because like there was Usenet, there were like different like BBSs. Those
Alta
websites
Vista?
Had to have been like, well, this was like 1994. So
what happened?
Are you familiar with the concept of time dilation?
No.
Okay. No, it's just that because of how fast things are moving relative to our perception, I can think back to a time. In fact, I was thinking about this earlier today. My first experience with the internet that I can remember, we got AOL and sitting at the computer and saying, go to keyword Power Rangers, and watching the little image like take 5 minutes to crawl down from the top line by line. That's my first, but like that seems so far away. That seems so far back. But it was like, it was literally 15 years ago. 15 years, Chris.
It's a long time.
I don't know. I get sick. I get sick thinking about it. It seems so long, but it was like yesterday. It was 11 years ago, but it was yesterday. It was 50 years ago, but it was yesterday.
It was 176 years.
Chris, yesterday we were using Morse code on the telly in the loo, and now we're here.
Yeah, which I know how Glenn Beck does it.
Oh man, because he just appeals to
the forefathers are two blinks away. You waiting for the Power Rangers pictures to load, one blink.
Yeah, it's just but it's time dilation. Relative to our perception, the speed at which society has moved. Chris, I don't remember what I had for breakfast today, but, oh man, it's just a fragmented series. It's basically like walking around on a broken mirror, each mirror reflecting a separate reality that I'm moving to from time to time, and there's no perception of a transition of transition. I'm just there, and then I'm there. This is one reality. This is the other reality. I'm just a voyager from shard to shard. It's disorienting. Okay, and I don't know if there's anything left that I can even hold on to in my life. There's nothing to grasp. We're screwed. We're afloat in oblivion without a rudder. Okay. I don't know if you understand how serious this is.
God damn it.
Can I clear something up about this?
Okay.
Do you expect me to listen while you do that?
Okay. Gonna chase a devil tonight. Chase a devil tonight.
Chase a devil tonight. Oh, chase a devil tonight. Hey, Chris.
Yes, man.
Do you want to play a game?
Could that be any more creepy?
I could try.
You would fail.
Are you smart enough to play my game, Chris?
Wow.
Because I want to know if you're smart enough, because I've been looking for somebody smart enough to play my game.
Yeah, as long as my face stays clean.
Okay. Okay, so this game has to do with I stumbled upon an article which listed several let's say unique deaths.
Yeah.
Okay, people who died in remarkable ways, and
in history,
yeah, throughout the ages.
Okay,
and I want to test you to test your credulity. Okay.
To test your credulity.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you three remarkable deaths. All right. And you're going to tell me which one of these I made up.
Awesome.
Okay.
Go.
I have three rounds. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Number one, Saint Antipas, Bishop of Pergamum, was sentenced to death by the Byzantine Empire. The execution was carried out by crushing him with 1,000 Bibles. Number two, Chrysippus, a Greek Stoic philosopher, died of laughter after giving his donkey wine, then seeing it attempt to eat figs. And finally, Arius of Alexandria died of a sudden diarrhea episode followed by a copious hemorrhage and anal expulsion of the intestines. It is believed that he was poisoned.
The first one.
The 1,000 Bibles?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That one was made up.
Do you know why?
Why?
You invoke the Byzantine Empire.
What's the busy? What the? It's like, I might as well talk about Emperor Palpatine.
God. Yep. The minute I heard Byzantine Empire, I knew it was fake.
God. It was the most obscure yet legitimate sounding thing I could put into words. Damn.
I heard Byzantine Empire and I knew it.
The 1,000 Bibles didn't trip you up.
Nope. It was the Byzantine Empire.
Okay.
Yep.
Now we're going to move on to the Middle Ages.
That's so awesome. I figured that out.
now we're going to move on to the Middle Ages. That was antiquity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Edward II of England had his throne usurped by Queen Isabella and her lover, Roger Mortimer. He was executed by having a red-hot iron inserted into his anus repeatedly. Al-Mustasim of the Abbasid Caliphate was executed for treason by being bound and gagged at the bottom of a pit, covered in honey, and swarmed with insects. It took him 17 days to die. And finally, George Plantagenet was executed by being drowned in a barrel of wine at his own request.
The second one.
Can you give me reasoning on that? I just want to know before I tell you.
Because covered in honey is too hot.
It's too sexy. It's too sexy of a way to die.
Too sexy to die.
It's too sexy to die. You know what? Those damn Ross kids. Too sexy to die.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That is fake, right?
Yeah, it is fake. Okay. Damn it. Son of a bitch. All right, so you've already just about outsmarted me on this one, okay? If this is a complete wash, then I'm just going to... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Can you please just tell the listeners that this was not rehearsed?
It's not rehearsed at all. It's not rehearsed at all.
This is not... I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
The most that I know is that earlier today, when I talked to Cole on the phone, he said, I've got a game to play.
I was feeling creative, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do the last round.
So, no, let's just recap before the last round.
Okay.
First one, Byzantine Empire. You're a loser. The second one, honey-covered insects, too sexy to die.
All right, let's do this. Let me regain my serious here. All right. Okay, these are from the Renaissance. Sir Arthur Aston, royalist commander, was beaten to death with his own wooden leg, which enemy soldiers thought contained golden coins. Humayun, a Mughal emperor, was descending from his library when he heard a call to prayer. While kneeling in response, his foot caught in the folds of his robe, causing him to fall several flights. He died later of complications from his injuries. Actor Thomas Bray of Essex was set on fire by a stage light. The audience members believed that this was part of the act and were dazzled by the display. He fled the building to seek help on the streets and was mistaken for a demon by a street preacher and beheaded.
The first one.
Give me a reason.
Aston.
Aston? Like Aston, yep. Martin? Like
Yep, the first one.
Yeah.
Which, you saying that,
uh-huh,
leads me to believe that I'm correct.
Does it?
Yep.
Does it?
Yep.
Man, at least I saved a little bit of face.
Oh, thank God, it's the last one.
It's the last
one.
It was one of the two. He was beheaded because they thought he was a demon. Nope, but still, your answer was final. So, so you did outsmart me on the first two, but the last one, it was me. I have more stories.
I have a sad story.
Okay.
The Discovery docked with the space station for the last time.
Oh, no.
Yep.
How do you kill a space shuttle?
It docked so hard over and over the years.
It was burned out. It was all used up.
Yep. Spent.
So no more space shuttles then.
Yeah. No more.
Man.
What are they going to do now?
I don't know. How are we going to reach the stars?
I don't know.
Chris, because this world is ending. There's nothing left for us here.
I don't think there is.
No, there's not.
I really don't.
No, the more
I think about it, like, this is a sad truth.
Like 10 episodes, like, that would have been, like, jokey. That would have been a jokey way to say it. But
I don't
yeah.
think that there's anything left other than what we see.
Chris.
And I've been feeling this way for a while now, and please don't take this as I need help because I got it under control. But I think this is it. I think this is it. So
like the only way things could be more hopeless than they are right now, just the general state of the way things are, is if the Earth was just slowly, slowly, slowly slowing its rotation until finally we just stagnate into some kind of geothermal stasis and birds fall out of the sky for want of a way to navigate. The Earth loses all magnetic polarity, the birds fall out of the sky, and we resort to cannibalism. That's it. That's the only fate that's left for us. Chris?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're still there.
I was actually answering a message board question. How much sleep do I need?
Less than you think. Oh, was that because of my rant again?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Sorry, man.
It's all right. No.
I mean no harm. Cause no foul. So I have a question.
Okay.
Can you look at a calendar?
One moment.
Maybe the rest of February, March, maybe early April.
Rest of February, like the all 2 days of it?
Yeah.
What do you want me to look for specifically?
When Charlie Sheen is going to die.
Celebrity news. Those damn Ross kids bring you the latest in Hollywood gossip. Yeah.
I don't know. It just popped up because, dude, he's straight off the, he's off the rails.
Did you see the stuff that he was writing?
Yeah.
That he read?
He's gone.
Like, it was like something about, you saw what my words did to defeat that lowly little earthworm. Imagine what I would do with my fire spitting fists.
Yes. Fire. Yeah. That in fact, as much as I hate to say it, that is what I'm talking about.
Alluding to the fact that he has an army of assassins at his bidding.
Come on, Jock.
I've got at least 70 of assassins ready to jump when I drop this glove.
Chuck, we knew you.
He's talking about how he wants his fans to rise up in political revolt. He wants his fans to go Libya on him. Oh my god,
Chuck.
they're out there cleaning up Tahrir Square, and then up comes like a van like that has the leaders of the 2.5 Men convention, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like Tucson.
I feel bad for him. I really do.
Because
I know how he feels.
That
it was like the time that I saw the sniper in the grass on the back of the $20 bill.
Why is everybody else blind? Why can't anybody see this?
No idea.
Oh God! It's.
But then I folded it and I realized that was the Twin Towers.
Then that was smoke coming up.
And then I realized that I was doing way too much cocaine.
And so is Charlie Sheen. Whatever.
And then that's what Chuck needs to come to.
Yeah.
But he'll probably die.
Yeah.
And the sad part about it is that people remember him for doing good shit. And he doesn't deserve it.
People remember him for like for Wall Street. Wasn't he in Platoon? Yeah, he was in Platoon.
Yeah, he was in the Platoon.
Yeah.
But my point being is that he'll be remembered the same as, I don't know, Belushi and Farley and all these people who you didn't have these kind of crazy stories out when they did their thing. They weren't talking a bunch of gibberish. They were just doing some smack.
They were just doing some smack. All they did was mix their hot and cold water, okay?
F-ing some HOs, and he's going to be right there.
God. Yeah, I don't, man.
And it upsets me in my birth and hips.
It upsets me because, you know, I happily like live my life without caring about Hollywood gossip. But when I hear something about somebody claiming to have an army of assassins with fire spitting fists, instantly I become interested.
So that was my rant.
Yeah.
About him.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Made me angry.
No, that's fine. I was driving home from work today, Chris.
Okay.
And I was probably about 50 feet away from an intersection. And I thought that it was a stale green light. So I thought that I could make the light, but then out comes into the crosswalk while he has the don't walk hand, flashing at him, like a pudgy, looks to be about his mid-50s man wearing a backpack. And he's making a gesture that I could only combine, that I can only describe as a combination between the pose that Willem Dafoe takes in Platoon. It's a combination between that and somebody saying, deal with it. This man wasn't just jaywalking. He was luxuriating in his jaywalking, like hands raised up, like what? He was looking like right at me, and he was doing like a little head weave thing.
Uh-huh.
He's like, what? Deal with it. It's like, oh, hands up. Like, oh, boy, I've got my backpack here. And so, you know, I can't gun it because I'm going to hit this guy. And so I, you know, I pump the brakes. And I get up and, you know, the light's yellow. No point in going through it because I'll be sideswiped. I stop. And then he's standing on the corner of the street looking at me doing the same thing. Arms up, just going like, oh, huh, huh. I look at him and his eyes aren't exactly cooperating with each other. Like they're just kind of like looking in different directions. And I realize that I just got freaked by either a retard or an incredibly intoxicated man. I just got freaked by a drunk retard. No more than 2 hours ago, I was freaked by a drunk, by an impaired person.
Pedestrians have the right of way.
Except when they end the way.
Oh.
Chris, occasionally I like to talk about hijinks. Hyphenated, of course. HIJINKS. Hijinks, mischief.
My favorite rapper.
Mr. Jinx, yeah. You know, things that like just are amusing. Just like mischief. Like, oh gosh, that little kid, he caused that little rascal.
Jinx my home dog.
Jinx my home dog. Jinx dog. No, not Hijinx as in the famous Detroit rapper, but a little baby. A little baby boy in
Muncie,
Georgia.
Indiana. Hails from Muncie, Indiana.
Oh, okay. But he emigrated because Detroit was a bigger market.
Word up.
Yeah. Are you cocking a gun or are you opening a beer?
Mm-hmm.
Or both. No, this baby. Stop it. Are you done?
All right, I'm done.
Okay, because you're ruining this show. You're ruining this podcast, Chris, and I will not have any of it. This baby in Georgia.
16 episodes I dealt with your shit.
Got itself locked in a bank vault.
What?
14-month-old baby. Just wandering around a bank, you know, toddling, crawling, rolling, whatever. However babies get around. Mm-hmm. Bank vault's open for a transaction. You know, they're doing whatever. Baby walks in. Bank door closes. Parents are like, huh? Oh, you rascal. The baby's okay. You know what? Because much like Hijinx the rapper, that little baby boy, just needed to get that money. Gotta get that money.
That's very white collar.
That baby was on a paper chase. But, said Wells Fargo spokesman Jay Lawrence, the toddler was safe the whole time. But what's funny about the story is that the parents looked around wondering, where's my baby? Where's my baby? As, you know, most parents would. Until finally they concluded that the only place the baby could be was in the safe. As opposed to, like, oh, maybe somebody took my kid, because that's what they do, because the earth is grinding to a halt, birds are falling out of the air, and little kids are being taken away to Hawaii and incubated until they're 14, whereupon they can be screwed.
Where did this happen?
Happened in Georgia.
Guess where it doesn't happen?
Where doesn't it happen?
Doesn't happen in Great Britain.
Why?
Because doctors and nurses in Great Britain are advised to tell their patients that having an abortion is safer than having a baby.
That doesn't sound real. That sounds like something that's in an anti-Anglo-Saxon pamphlet.
Guidance from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists for all doctors and nurses counseling and advising women who are thinking about terminating their pregnancy. Hey, listen. You didn't want to have safe sex. Why not be safe now? Hey, man, here's my recommendation. This is what women need to know. Be advised that abortion, safer than continuing in that pregnancy.
Having that shit scraped out does wonders for your pores.
True stories.
That doesn't sound real. That sounds like a hoax to me.
No, it's true stories.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Hey, Chris.
So flushing that shit, sucking it out. Doing a little whizzle wazzle, making a little like scrambled baby breakfast egg.
Hey, Chris, do you know what's awesome to talk about on a comedy podcast?
What?
Abortion.
Yeah, especially when it's not going to drive you crazy. That's my favorite part.
Those damn Ross kids, not going to drive you crazy.
That abortion, not going to drive you crazy. Huh. The memory of me knowing you'll never have me again might drive you nuts, but that abortion, nope.
You know what they should do? like if they're serious, if these politicians are serious about making abortion as unappealing as possible, you know, not like it's already not horrible for the person who's going through it. If they really want to make it not happen, just make them name the kid. This is Connor, and I'm going to have him sucked out of me by something that looks like a Hoover. This is Connor.
Connor Flushgood.
Yeah. You know what? Connor was the product of rape. He never really had it going for him, honestly. So I'm going to take Connor to the doctor, and they're going to dispose of him in a bin out behind the clinic.
Connor
won't even get the benefit of a funeral.
Connor was a product of rape fantasy.
Well, it's either that or go back into the alley where Hajib's going to punch you in the gut for $5. This is usable.
These are the choices we make.
We can't put any of this in. We can't put any of this in.
Why?
I don't know. I realize I said most of the horrible things in that, but we can't put that in.
You did. you don't want to be painted in a negative light, but you apparently have more creative ideas on abortion than I do. which is a lot to say.
God.
You're going to deal with that the rest of your life.
just like poor little Connor Flushgood.
Yep. Yeah. Poor little fucking Connor.
We're done. We're done. This is it. We're done. We've been recording for an hour. We're done. Good night, folks.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Connor was the...
Don't talk! If you want to give money to protect the victims of incest fantasies, donate to Those Damn Ross Kids. It's crazy.
None of this is usable.
We can't put it in. We can't put it in.
No, I meant none of your fucking Jekyll-y Heidi craziness.
Okay.
Rocker, pull it together, dude.
Oh, it is usable. Tell them what they can do. God damn it.
You seem pretty suspect.
Tell them what to do, Chris, because I am in no position to tell anybody what to do right now.
Cole definitely needs some help, and help costs money. We all need some help.
Do the donate thing.
You ever been Let down.
On a daily basis.
Beat up.
Yep.
Left behind.
Well, I have crazy ass left behind issues.
Do you know who's always there to give?
Who?
PayPal.
Yeah.
That's who we count on.
Yeah.
Weekly.
On a weekly basis. You know what else? I mean,
come and say, hey.
Hey, we like what you're doing. We want to see more of it. What else can they do, Chris, besides the donate thing? Because I need more help than that. I need something a little bit more personable. I need more people to listen to my steady descent.
You should probably go to thosedamnrosskids.com.
Yeah? What can they do there? I mean,
there you're going to find a link to listen to you and me.
Oh, I like that. I like you and me.
Rant, rave, act crazy.
Yeah.
You're also going to be able to link to our Facebook where you can like us.
I want to be liked. I want to be liked so bad.
You're going to be able to go from there and link to iTunes where you can review us.
Oh, I need that kind of affirmation in my daily life.
I want to be reduced to stars. I want to be reduced to 5 stars. If you're not going to give 5 stars, don't go.
Chris, can I reassure you? It doesn't matter if you're 1 star or 5 stars, because you're a shining star. Is there anything else? Because I need to go. I'm done.
You're done what?
I'm cashed. Because you done it. We're done.
Why? Because Connor's a product of rape fantasy.
God.
Is that
the more you say it, the more I need to edit it out. Good night.